If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Good morning. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Monday, February 22nd, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Trump voters just don't seem to know how to move on, even after the former president's election loss and a second impeachment. As a matter of fact, they're so dedicated to the cause that they still seem to prefer him to the Republican Party. According to a recent poll released Sunday, by a 46% to 27 margin, Trump voters said they would leave the party for the former president should he create his own party, which he has reportedly discussed. 58% of Trump voters surveyed also wrongly stated that last month's riot in the U.S. Capitol, which was preceded by a Trump rally and heavily foreshadowed by Trump supporters of the president, was instead an attack carried out by Antifa. I'm so tired of this narrative. First of all, there's no evidence for any false flag conspiracy theories around the riot. Second, Antifa is not an organization. Representative Steve Scalise from Iowa, the number two Republican in the House, still refuses to accept that the 2020 presidential election was not stolen. He has insisted that, quote, there were a few states that did not follow their state laws. Fresh from visiting former President Trump at Mar-a-Lago, Scalise appeared on ABC News Sunday morning, where he was pressed about whether he felt the twice-impeached ex-president bore any responsibility for the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Scalise dismissed Trump's role in the riot and said the rioters, quote, need to be held accountable. Let it be known that Scalise also objected to certify Joe Biden's election victory on the day of the Capitol riot. Who's still skating at these places? New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's office has announced that two skating rinks in Central Park that the Trump Organization was set to shut will stay open for the rest of the season. Former President Trump's company had announced the rinks were set to close days before deadlines set by the city, which ended his contract with the firm after the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The Trump Organization has said it will take legal action to stop the city from cutting ties with the company and ending the rink contracts. The mayor's press secretary said in a statement on Sunday that the rinks, quote, will stay open under current management for a few weeks, but confirmed that the city, quote, will not be doing business with the Trump Organization going forward because of the Capitol riot. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Sunday that while it's possible that people will be wearing masks into 2022, he expected, quote, a significant degree of normality by the end of 2021. Thank God. Fauci was President Biden's top medical advisor and the government's overall top infectious disease expert, said the possibility of future mask mandates relied on future levels of community spread. While many states are currently experiencing a high person-to-person spread of COVID-19, early immunization results from Israel suggest the Pfizer vaccine is effective at curbing transmission of the virus. Fauci said that wildlife may not return completely to how it was in November 2019, that, quote, it'll be much, much better than what we have right now. One of the victims of a chaotic shootout at a Louisiana gun shop was a grandmother, ironically picking up a weapon for protection. She then happened to get caught in the crossfire. Reportedly, the 59-year-old woman was one of three people fatally shot at the Jefferson Gun Outlet in Metairie on Saturday, which was apparently sparked by an argument between a customer and a clerk. Police believe that a customer shot an employee, and then the woman was caught up in the ensuing chaos. Two other people were wounded but are expected to survive. Video showing the failed engine of a Boeing 777 shortly after takeoff went viral over the weekend. Now the Federal Aviation Administration is ordering inspections on the same type of engine. The plane sent debris cascading down to a Denver suburb on Saturday. Thankfully, the plane was able to return to the Denver International Airport without injuries to those on board or on the ground. FAA's administrator said in a statement that all planes with the same engine will now be checked out to prevent a similar incident. That's all for this morning. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.